Call the Sussex County Council meeting of June 27, 2017 to order. First thing, to approve the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. This time we have no changes to today's amendment.
Motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett, second. Mr. Wilson, any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I'll be at motion carried. We have the minutes of June 20th. Any corrections or questions? Hearing none, those stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have two letters thanking council for their generosity. The first is Home of the Brave Foundation, Inc. Thanks for the donation. And First State Community Action, likewise. And that's all.
Thank you, sir. Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Public comments, Mr. Guy. Thank you. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. I'm glad to see you got something on the agenda. I'm going to respond to it. Respond to Attorney General Opinion 17 IV 110. As you are aware, I recently received a decision from the Attorney General dated June 15, 2017 on a FOIA inquiry that I had made regarding to the proper public noticing of focus groups that were utilized as part of the preparation of the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan update for the 2018 comp plan. These focus groups were established to provide substantial information and direction in preparation of the comp plan to the consultant, McCormick Taylor, over a two-day period on June the 23rd and the 24th, 2016. Those focus groups were held in secret and the attendees were not disclosed and no private citizen were provided the opportunity to request to attend these meetings. In a written statement prepared by your legal counsel, J. Everett Moore Jr., a sworn officer of the court, he stated that MP, on its own initiative and with no guidance from the council, the county administrator, or the Planning and Zoning Commission, determined that the focus groups would enable it to fact gather prior to the public hearing stage of the comprehensive plan process. The Attorney General's office confirmed. The record reflects that McCormick Taylor identified the stakeholders and invited them to the focus group events without input or approval of the County Council or the Planning and Zoning Commission. The ruling of the Attorney General did not support my initial FOIA request. However, it did confirm my concerns that you turkeys have misled your voters by portraying that you are concerned and working hard on the comp plan. How concerned can you be when you let the consultant that does not know this county do what they want without guidance, input, or approval by the county administrator, Planning and Zoning Commissioners, or you? Why don't you do your job or quit? Thank you.
You know, Mr. Kramer, I'm going to talk to you. You can come back up here if you want to. You know, there's going to be a point in time that you're going to realize you get a lot more respect by giving respect. And to come up here and refer to anybody, whether this county might as a turkey, is totally uncalled for.
Let me tell you something.
No, no, I have the floor now. You don't. You had your 3 minutes. You need to start giving people proper respect.
Well, then earn it.
As we
give and you
people.
Don't.
Now you can have a seat. We're almost done with listening to you, I can tell you. Rocco, Milano?
Milano.
Okay, that was close.
I have trouble with that myself.
Good morning, council and administrators.
Good morning.
I'm here actually regarding the concert that was held last week on Hudson Fields, I guess over the past weekend. I think it's a quality of life issue and a safety issue with the concert being held there. I'm not against concerts. I mean, I was at Rehoboth Beach. They had a really good concert there Sunday with the Rehoboth Concert Band. But I just believe, I mean, I live over 2 miles away. I live over in Trade Winds Estates, which is off of New Road. And I can tell you, we had a shutter windows. The bass from that band went on and on and on for six to eight hours each day. And it actually shook the windows. I thought it was right in my backyard. And I'm a board member for the homeowners association there, and I had many of my neighbors complain that live along the same section that they just felt that the way they positioned the stage. I understand some other developments complained about it, and they repositioned the stage. This is what I had heard, and I guess when they repositioned it, now we're getting the brunt of the noise. And some of my neighbors actually work night shifts. And they come home, you know, or they get up early to go, whatever it is. But they said the noise just absolutely bothers them. And I just thought maybe they could, some of the things you should consider when you give out these permits. I understand there's no regulations for noise. There's no noise regulations. And I was surprised about that because I understand Lewis itself, when the ferry had the guitar playing there and a disc jockey, they limited them to a couple. Now, I understand that this Hudson Field is going to hold four concerts a year that you gave permits out for. What's to stop them from coming in for 8 or 12 permits, you know? So I think you really need to stop and consider before you give out these permits, find out what they're going to do, when they're going to do it, and decide whether, because you can put stipulations in. Council can put stipulations in about these things. So I think, if you look at maybe perhaps coming up with some noise regulations, that they could tone it down a little bit. I don't know how many people were there, but I understand traffic was horrendous in that area. They had state police there helping out, they had everybody else helping out there. And I know the people in there were in the past have complained about putting developments in there that may, or stores in there that may impede the traffic flow. So, you know, it's something to consider when you give out these things. And I just want to thank council and hope you have considered this the next time you do these permits. Well, thank you.
Thank you for your comments, and we are reviewing that right now as far as the special use exception, how we can deal with that, special events, that kind of thing.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Paul Rieger.
Good morning. Paul Rieger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown. Basically, it comes back with the agenda coming in where you're putting a FOIA opinion for an internal discussion later in the meeting with no public comment. Coming back from March 28th to 2017 FOIA opinion letter, FOIA complaint concerning Sussex County Board of Adjustments. Basically, that FOIA opinion came back. The board did violate FOIA by not including public comment on the agenda when it did not intend to allow it. No remediation is warranted, basically, though the board is encouraged to pursue FOIA training. That's what the Attorney General opinion said for the FOIA opinion that I did. Basically, with the FOIA is a much needed asset for certain things, for when you're told one thing and you want to get just a second opinion by writing a letter and getting it corrected. Since that time, if the Attorney General is hinting that the may need FOIA training again, with the three new board members on planning and zoning recently, different members on this board, different things changing with the Board of Adjustments, it may be time to ask the Attorney General, like they did a while ago, way back when, give a brief training course again on FOIA. Certain things are overlooked. You have one council attorney saying one thing, a different board attorney saying another. There is no consensus on opinion. And I would have liked to even like with today where you're putting it on the agenda and going to take a time, but there still is going to be no public comment back when you guys are, you per council members are discussing it. So it's going to be just basically one-sided, not looking out for what the law is. Also, too, is recently between your commercial zoning ordinance, the other groups that have been going out, we have the residents of Sussex County, it seems like we are starting to become more aware that they are having these and when and we're putting them together. It seems to be a lot more open. So I do commend on that. But with the FOIA trading, the openness, and everything coming out in the open, it's much needed and just to follow the law and keep it in. But I mean, this one should have been brought up. If you're going to discuss one FOIA opinion that's recent, other ones should come up as they come up and see where you can fix or correct different problems between different boards, the agenda issues that are mislabeled, get things more correctly. Because it's like with the agendas, with some of them being, I consider them the certain ones to be misleading, where just one word in it changed, or the correct definite, or the correct one coming back, would protect everybody. And we just seem to be missing a lot of stuff like I've been complaining about that just keeps slipping through the cracks. If you can fix that, follow the law, that would be great. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I assume, Mr. Rieger, you do realize the Board of Adjustment does not come under us. The Board of Adjustment is their own body. County Council does not oversee them. If Board of Adjustment has a rendering of a decision, you can't appeal that to us. It goes to court. So we don't, I mean, that FOIA request not for us. That request you read was for Board of Adjustment.
Yes.
That's their, you need to bring that up to them, not to us.
I don't know how to do that because okay. This was based on the public comment. There is no public comment for Board of Adjustment.
I would suggest you send them in writing your complaint, your question.
May I say something and not be rude or ignorant? I apologize.
Well, if you're going to be rude or ignorant, no.
No, I'm not trying to, but it's just quite, my opinion is the Board of Adjustment is like the planning and zoning members. They're appointed by you. The Board of Adjustment still says Sussex County on it. My understanding is that if Mr. Sharp is the board attorney for the Board of Adjustments, Mr. Moore is the county attorney, I believe
correct.
It's the same firm. And different things are coming back where I'm asking the same question and I'm getting two different answers. That's where everything should meet. I mean, well, I've been trying to put things black and white.
They have their own attorney who represents Mr. Sharp. And anything before Board of Adjustment, when they make a decision, I mean, they don't come to us and say, what do you think? We don't oversee them. Planning and zoning is a recommending body. They can't approve anything. It all comes to council. Board of Adjustment is their own entity by law, and if there's an appeal to them, it goes to court, not to us.
Yes.
Okay, so we don't manage Board of Adjustment. We do appoint them, you're correct, but once they're appointed, they run their own entity, then come under council purview. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. President, just a thought on that.
Go.
Everett, is there any, is it possible for us to make a suggestion to the Board of Adjustment, maybe? He brought up that there's no opportunity for public input like we have at our meeting. Since they are a separate body, they are under county government, is it something you could check with Jamie and see if it's appropriate that they gave 3 minutes to the public to make comments? Because I think, how would somebody make input, write a letter, and you write it to who? And how do they know it's ever?
Sure.
Well, I know, yeah, but you wonder how it. But after that, Mike, where does it go?
But again, they are per se not a policy or legislative branch. They are quasi judicial, and their job is just to hear the cases that are before them.
That's true.
And they're actually sworn testimony, unlike we have before P&Z and us. So it's not quite the same situation.
Okay.
But if there was a complaint, it should be sent to the chair with a copy to the attorney.
And we ought to copy.
And Mr. Lawson,
yeah,
too.
Sure. Yeah, it is a county organization.
Well, Mr. Lawson, your turn.
Okay, Mr. President.
Number of items to get to today. I note a 10:15 hearing. Do you want me to start on my list here, or?
Well, yours might be a little long, maybe, huh?
I anticipate okay.
We'll just
some
move it to
lengthy.
The hearing. We'll come back to you.
Okay, sir.
Now it's time for 10:15 public hearing, Mr. Moore.
Yes.